But wait now.
Clinton cut taxes. People were spending. Even Bush cut taxes. People were spending. Towards the end of Bush's term, taxes went up. Economy went in a recession.
So let me ask you this. What do you foresee happening with the economy? What is your prediction for next year?
Everybody's taxes are going to go up. Insane amount of taxing on everything. Amen. Gas is going to be more expensive. Everything, the consumer products are going to be far more expensive.
Did you hear that a gallon of milk is going to be up to $5 next year?
$5.
For a gallon of milk.
Gas always goes with milk. Gas will be over $5 a gallon. Do you think it's going to cost you a lot more to run this house?
Yes.
Because taxes go up. Mm-hmm. They're going to take more money out of your paychecks because taxes go up. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have less and less money just to survive in the end. And again, it comes to you're going to be pinching what little pennies you get. Save it.
For a rainy day?
And that money goes nowhere. Saving money is always a smart idea, but it does not cycle through.
Right.
And it does not excite the economy in any way. And that's what everybody's doing. They realize, well, I have to save my money. And the people don't want to spend. You're like, well, I can live without that. I don't need my legs.
Well, I said I'd sell a kidney if I had to.
And see, the economy's going to get worse. The recession, while there was hope this year, than the fact that, well, we haven't renewed the budget since 1974.
And how do you know this?
Because I listen to talk radio. All the time.
And how old are you again?
And you get to realize they haven't changed the budget since 1974. And yet our cost of living, everything's gone up since then.
Yeah.
So we're spending tons more. The economy's not going anywhere, and it's just going to hit a wall. And it's not going to get any better until they realize, well, we're reaching to the outskirts of what economics is. We're just going to point at random things and say, well, we can fix that while we're here instead of looking at the fundamentals of how economics works. Always comes back to how big government is and how much taxes there are and how many people are spending. How much the people are spending on day-to-day stuff. How higher taxes. Taxes too high, people don't want to spend. Simple as that.
So in other words, when they hike up the taxes, everybody's going to stop buying stuff.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
How many groceries do you have downstairs? Little to none. Christmas gift? You haven't bought none. Because in your mind, well, I can live without it.
Yeah, it was fun thinking about the iPad and, you know, this, that, and the other thing, but no, we got the car fixed, and we're saving money for the trip next year. The passports are going to be $270.
See?
So.
Then you also got to realize, America, for a long time, was the wealthiest country
in the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
And then you look at other countries.
Greece, they just said, is the worst. They just said something on the news just before you walked in.
But history is so doomed to repeat itself. And you got to realize that America is the wealthiest country in the world. And people look to America. Trade, finances, investors in other countries invested lots of money into America because it was a healthy stock at one time. Now that that's gone, they lost their money. We lost our money. They have nobody to trade with. Nobody's buying their stuff because we're not taking it. Their countries go down because it all depends on how America's doing.
So in other words, that whole New World Order thing is like, what?
It's going